We'll be speaking today of open heaven encounters. That means when the heavens opens, like they did today, and we can encounter God face to face. Now, there's several degrees of open heaven encounters, but it is important that we, while we're on earth, know and enter into heaven when it's opened like this, and that we don't stay out. I'm glad for all of you, because I believe every single one of you was able to step right through that veil of flesh into the realm of the Spirit and contact God. Those are tremendous moments, because those are moments God speaks to you. He speaks into your life. But here is that Jacob is having a real encounter with God, a place that he later called open heavens, or a house of God, or a place where God is. And so this was an experience that he was living through. And I'd like us just to read it. It says, now Jacob, from the 10th verse I'm reading, Genesis 28:10. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. Now remember that this is after he left his father, immediately after his father had prayed the blessing over his life and told him to leave and go to Laban, his wife's brother, or Jacob's mother in that case. So he came, verse 11, so he came to a certain place and stayed there all night. That means he was walking, and on the way he stayed close by a city called Luz, L-U-Z. And there he was tired and laid down and went to sleep. And it says here in verse 11, so he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at the head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then, verse 12, he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on earth, and the top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. And to us it would be Abraham, your grandfather, and Isaac, your father. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the east, to the west, and to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in you and in your seed all families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done all the things that I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke out of the sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place! It is none other than the house of God. It is the gate of heaven. Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put underneath his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on the top of it and called the name of the place Bethel. The name of the city had been Luz previously. Then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and keep me in the way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house, and all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. I'd like to go back now, and I'd like to pick up several instances here of things that are really important for us to understand. Some of the things the Lord yesterday was speaking to me I had never seen before in the Scripture, and they're pertinent to us having encounters, real moments with the Lord, which all of us need. That's what the Lord wants. He wants to bring us to a place where we actually have face-to-face encounters with Him. Some of us will actually see Him, some of us will not, and there's different degrees. Now, the first thing I would like us to notice that we began reading here, and I would like to pick the word up out of the verse and make it real to you. It said, then, verse 12, I'm sorry, says, then he what? Then he dreamed. Then he dreamed. I would like to just say today that dreaming is one of the ways that we experience God. Dreamings can bring us into the spirit world many a time. And when I say spirit world, it's not necessarily God's world, because dreams can have as their origin the spirit behind the dream can be our own. Just reminiscing the day, doing whatever is our own. Then there can be dreams from hell, from evil spirits. Those are what we call nightmares in our normal terminology. And that's how they get after us and sometimes can catch us unaware when we're sleeping. And that is why it's so important when you go to sleep to ask the Lord to keep you and to protect you and keep his angels watching over you, keep a guard over your heart and mind, because demons, evil spirits can speak into your mind. Sometimes you don't even know that they do. You're not conscious that they did. You get up in the morning with a foul mood and you went to bed that night in a good mood. You have no idea why you're in a foul mood. Sometimes you'll get up out of bed in the morning, you'll be totally depressed and not understand why. You probably think you forgot a pill or whatever. No, there are demonic, there are evil spirits ministering to you while you were asleep. And if you could have remembered the dreams, many times the Lord does not allow you to bring them back into consciousness because they're damaging. They're very damaging. They affect your faith. They affect your life. They affect everything. But our emotional being was so shaken up by it that, for example, if you were to wake up out of a nightmare and shake it off, say, oh God, thank you, I wasn't falling off that cliff. Or, you know, thank you, Lord, I didn't fall out of that airplane, I'm coming halfway down. When you're about out of air, you wake up and say, oh, thank God, it's just a dream, okay? And so if you were to wake up out of it, then you still your emotional being into reality. And reality is you're not falling out of that plane. Reality is you're not being chased by this lion or bear and they have their claws in the back of your neck already. And so when you wake up to reality, reality is not what was being fed to you. And so it's like your emotions get still down. It's just like, you know, oh. But if we can't recall it and wake up to reality and the dream went on, it affects your emotions and you get up the next day that way. However, the reason why I say this to you is because when that happens to you, you know just exactly what took place. In your dream, you were affected by evil spirits. Now, the nice thing about dreams from God is most of the time, especially if you learn how to cooperate with the Lord on this, most of the time he'll allow you to wake up into consciousness and remember the dream. Because the things that took place in the dream are meant to be a blessing to you or a blessing to the lives of those who God spoke to you about. And so dreaming is one of the ways that God has of contacting us, speaking to us, and for us to experience the spiritual world. Now, to me, that's a low realm of experiencing God. I would much rather do it awake, but if I didn't have another choice and there was nothing going on, I'd just as soon he spoke to me in my dreams, okay? That is a way of God, of people experiencing him. Now, I'd like to show you that when God chooses the way of communicating to you through dreams is because he doesn't want you doing anything. Because you're asleep. You're still for once. You're quiet and not talking for once. Your mind isn't busy with 1,000 things. You haven't sealed God out. He comes to you over and over during the day and we're too busy. He plants little thoughts in our mind to draw us in. And we'll see later how this happens. So the Lord has to wait until you're asleep and minister to you in your sleep. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And so remember that this is the first encounter that Jacob had with his God, so it was very elementary. That's why he did his dreaming before. Now, he could be doing dreaming throughout his life, but he had other ways of encountering God. Remember that as he developed in God later on, it says the Lord appeared to him. Now, that's very different because he's seeing God awake, not sleeping. All right? And so sleep is a disconnected state. What does that mean? That means that God doesn't want you doing anything. He just comes and he does it all himself. It's not about you. It's about God. He has something to do with you. He has something to do for you. And so this is how you're going to experience God. Some of us have a stone for a pillow. Some of us have a very soft pillow. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of thing the pillow is. It's not about the pillow. It's about God. And it's about you having an encounter with God. And we need encounters with God. And God many times visits us in our dream. And I would say just about every single Christian in this world has been visited by God with dreams. And we need to ask the Lord every time you go to sleep, not only ask him for protections on your dreams so that evil spirits don't minister to you and so that you don't waste your own time entertaining yourself at night like you do in front of the TV during the day, but that you would be ministered to by angels and by the Lord at night. And the second thing you need to ask, and we need to learn how to ask the Lord, is that we could remember them when we wake up. I have a hard time remembering my dreams. There's people that remember it better. So I continuously ask the Lord. And when I have a dream, I'll go upstairs sometimes whenever you can, or in the car on the way to work or whatever, and ponder on it, think about it, bring it back and say, Lord, help me remember what it is you were speaking to me about. Because the Lord speaks to us in our dream. Now, when you're just entertaining yourself like TV and you're off here, you're off in some paradise somewhere, you're off on vacation, you're doing whatever, we know when it's just us doing our thing, you know, you enter into rapid eye movement and you go into this world of virtual reality and you just, you know, have fun the whole night because we're just type of creatures that our spirit doesn't go to sleep, so it's got to do something. All right, and while the rest of us is just tired and needs to sleep and is, doesn't even want to get up in the morning, your spirit is just like, I'm going crazy in here, so it's got to go do something. All right, and so God wants to visit our spirit, and it's incredible how much of God you can learn and have throughout your lifetime through dream. So that's the first thing I'd like to establish here, that encounters with God can include dreams, and that is a form in which God speaks to us. So it says that Jacob dreamed. Now I'd like us to go on a few more words because it says, behold. Anytime the scriptures say behold, what does that really mean, English teachers? That's one of them. Take a good look. Make sure you notice. All right? Behold what? Come on now. What does your Bible say in verse 12? Behold what? Behold a ladder. What's God trying to say to us? Well, let's stop for a minute and go natural here before we go spiritual. What's a ladder for? And to? Mm-hmm. What does a ladder have? What does it have? Runs, steps, whatever you want to call them. Okay? That's what a ladder has. Now, why would God appear to Jacob as a ladder? Now look real close here. It says, behold, a ladder was set up on earth. Do you see what the Lord's saying to us here? Jacob didn't build a ladder. He didn't put it up. He didn't have anything to do with the ladder. Where does his dream start? With a ladder already in place. The ladder was already there. He said, I dreamed and behold, a ladder already set in place. Bottom was on the earth, the top was in heaven. Behold, a ladder. Now, I got a question for you today. Who put the ladder there? Close. Nobody on earth did. Nobody in his family. Who put the ladder there? Why did he put it there? What is a ladder? What does it represent? Why, when he dreams and God has a spiritual dream for him, and you don't think it's spiritual, well, why would the guy wake up and say, my, I'm in the gates of heaven. I didn't know God was here. He didn't see God. He saw a ladder. His dream begins with a ladder. God wanted to show him a ladder. And a ladder has a lot of stages in it where someone and some things can be brought down and other things can go up. You know what amused me the most? That if there's a ladder between heaven and earth and the dream just begins, I would have thought somebody from up there was coming down. Could you tell me if whoever was that was using the ladder at the point where he begins to see them was coming down first, or were they first going up? What does it say? Oh, it says going up. So where were they then? Where were they? They were already down. That's why Jacob had a dream, because the ladder represents all the work of the Holy Spirit behind the scenes and before the fact, setting you up for an encounter with God. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. The ladder represents the work of the Holy Spirit. It represents the channels that God uses to bring things down out of heaven to you and to take your spirit up through. Give you something to climb up into heaven with. Listen, I want to tell you something. Before you ever experienced God this morning, a ladder was here. God built a ladder by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes He wants our assistance in building the ladder. He'll build it all the way down to the last three steps, and you can't really get on it unless you build the last three steps or two. Today there was one step that we had to do ourselves, rid ourselves of the weight. Forget the persons that are around us. Take off the weights of those things that bug you. And suddenly you had the ladder to go up with. It was complete. Most times the ladder is already complete before you experience God. You see, again and again and again, we experience God because He makes Himself experienced by us. In other words, God does a work prior to it. Sometimes He has to work for a week with us to get us to a place where we're ready to encounter God when He wants to meet with us. The ladder is God's means of bringing things to us and to letting us go up. The angels take what they want from us and take it up to heaven. Jacob didn't go up the ladder. There's never an instance where he went up the ladder. The ladder is the provision God makes in the spirit world to prepare heaven to come down to you. I went to a person at the very end of the meeting today while we were praying for everyone, and they were just trying so hard. There was already a ladder here. Behold the ladder. You know, it's like I said to you, the manifestation isn't here. Don't worry about that. I know it doesn't feel like it, but the Lord's already here, and before too long, you're going to be experiencing an open heaven. I said that before. Why? Because I could see the ladder. The Lord had revealed what the ladder was to me the night before. The Lord had revealed to me that He'd already prepared the ladder for Sunday morning service. It was just a matter of God awakening our consciousness. The Holy Spirit had already prepared everything in heaven for you to meet with the Lord today. It's not what you did. It's not about you. It's not about me. I just enjoy God with you. This is all about God. Encounters with God are all about Him. Nobody can say, you know what, I prayed and fasted 9 months and I'm like, hey, don't talk silly. That is why God chose dreaming, sleeping. So Jacob couldn't get up and say, you know what, I built a ladder to God and I went up with the angels and I came down with the angels. I had a tremendous meeting with God. I call that place open heavens. I call that place the gate of heaven itself. I saw the Lord, folks. Man, I'm telling you, the last time somebody said he'd seen the Lord and been with them, everybody in the congregation fell out, several thousand of them. Do you remember him telling it in the testimony? Jesse Duplantis? All he said is, I've just seen the Lord. I've been with the Lord. They all start falling out. Well, isn't that what Jacob said? That's what you could say. I've just been with Jesus. There's something about your spirit that still has that lovely anointing on it. The ladder. Behold the ladder. Do you know what God wants us to know today? That He builds ladders very often in your life so that you can experience Him. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. The second thing I'd like us to see, the third thing, dreaming, ladder, and the third thing is angels. In order for us to experience God, angels are involved. When Jacob began dreaming, when it was an angel already on earth, because it said he saw them ascending, and he said, so they were already on earth. They were already inside of Jacob's spirit and turned the switch on at the right time. The ladder was already there in place. The angels were already there. And God says, I want him to see me tonight. So the angels go all the way down. He doesn't know about it. He's just sleeping. And next thing you know, an angel turns the switch on. And there starts the video. He's allowed by that angel into the spirit world. But God was way up there in the other end in heaven. So what did the angel have to do? Why does it say that they ascended? Because when he turned the switch on, he took hold of Jacob's spirit and took it up with him. Now, God can do it many other ways. Do you remember John the Revelator? The Lord sent the Holy Spirit to him by the word of the Lord and said, come up here. Next thing you know, John says, I found myself flying like a rocket up there, and I see suddenly I'm in heaven, and I see the Lord, and I see the glory of the Lord, and I see this, and I see that. All God said is, come up higher. That's what the angel did. God said, all right, everything ready? Everything ready. Man, God does a lot of work for you. God does a lot of work for me. You say, man, I sought the Lord. Don't be silly. God put His longings in your heart long before you longed for Him. God put the thirst and hunger in your heart long before. And if he didn't, you'd say, you know what? This is a cult. They're all crazy. And you'd run out and never want to come back again. God put something in your heart. No matter how fearful you are, you're frozen. You cannot leave. It's just like, this is too crazy. I got to find out what they're into. And by the time you find out, it's too late. You're in it. Who did all that? That's the ladder. That's God's ladder. That's all the work that the Holy Spirit does behind the scenes to get you ready for encounters with God. Give him the glory. But you see, the angels ascending was because the Lord had given commandment for them to take this spirit and take it all the way up. And he went all the way up that ladder because that's the angels that were ascending and descending. Why did the angels descend? After the switch was on, after he was experiencing God, why did they descend? Why didn't they just all go back and stay home? Well, first of all, because Jacob had to come back. He wasn't staying home. But there was something very important of that encounter with God that's important with every encounter with God with us, something that has to come down the ladder. The angels must bring back to earth the words spoken by God. Because while they're in the earth, it cannot return until it completes what God says. He says, my word goeth forth and cannot return empty and void to the place from whence it was sent. And so the angels ascended to take Jacob's spirit up to God, and they descended to bring the words that God spoke to Jacob down into this world so that they'd be fulfilled, and couldn't go back until they found fulfillment in everything God said to him. The things God says to you are sure. God ensures it. He sends the document down to earth for the angels to enforce it. I don't care how many years you have to wait. If God promised you something over a child, he promised you something over your life, he said something to you, it is going to come to pass. Jacob had the privilege of seeing God and hearing God. That's what open face experiences are. But he didn't do it consciously. He wasn't developed enough spiritually, so God spoke to him in his dream. So ask the Lord. When you go to sleep at night, say, Lord, if I know this is a way that you communicate with us, I'd like you to communicate to me. I'd like to have spiritual dreams. Spiritual dreams that have their origin in you. I'd like you to protect me from all the ones that have origins from hell. God says, ask and it shall be given. Have understanding. Know that God can and will. I believe that many of you have had them. All of you will. Because you will experience God at this level. So behold the ladder. The ladder means God has moments for you in your dreaming and in your sleeping. Amen.